This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. It is a banner news day again. Once again, we're faced with hardcore news. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Listen, I love this. I absolutely love this. All the news and information that's coming out there. And we get a chance to report it to you. So that's what's really good about this. A lot of things going on. Like I said, Mueller. He's entering the picture, entering the fray. Very mysterious man. You know, somebody needs to look into his connections to the Ukraine. Just a little bit of a suggestion there. Just a little bit of a suggestion. He had some ties and connections to the Ukraine. I'm just throwing some things out. Listen, has he got this Manafort trial thing going on? And his number one crony in doing business with Mr. Manafort for years, Mr. Gates, has been testifying against him. I think he's done testifying, and I think they're moving on to other things. But the interesting thing about the Manafort trial is that the judge himself is just fed up with the prosecutors. You've probably been hearing about this. Maybe you haven't, now you are, and he's been haranguing the prosecutors and chiding them as basically lackeys for Mueller and trying to destroy the president. It's just kind of, I'm summing up basically what this guy has been talking about. We haven't been reporting too much about this, but the Manafort thing is an interesting situation, an interesting trial. It was tried in 2006 once before. They tried to get Manafort on these same charges in 2006, and by the way, the person who was the prosecutor for the Department of Justice was Rod Rosenstein. Blast from the past. So they resurrect that old case to try and get Manafort to turn on Trump, to try and get something out of him for Russia collusion. But they got Gates, who is Manafort's business partner, right? You get it? Just put the squeeze on him to turn against Manafort, to turn against Trump, and it's not working because Manafort is not buying it. He's going to trial. These charges were thrown out before. And, of course, there's some very – now that they got Gates, they didn't have Gates before, apparently, and they squeezed Gates because they knew Gates had problems. Manafort did. Or Mueller did. So they knew that he had problems, and so that's when they turned it all over to the Manhattan District over there and said, oh, you guys take this one. And, of course, that's where it's being tried. And Gates has got his own problems, and that's what they're plying information out of him to hurt Manafort because of that. So I think he's concluded. I haven't really checked this morning, but I was reading about this last night. It was pretty interesting. But Robert Mueller, we need an investigation of Robert Mueller. Don't you think? And you're going to find, as we've done that here, we've done all the background checking on Robert Mueller and all that stuff, and he's got deep ties, deep state. He's a deep state lackey, there's no question about it, and he's very involved. The reason why I say this, because an interesting thing popped up, a picture. I don't know if I have it up. I've got to check my own website. Listen, it was a very intense night last night. We met with our assembly members from New California in their first Zoom. We call them Zoom meetings. And these meetings were very productive last night. And the assembly was assembled in, you know, just sort of a where do we go from here type of thing. And it was very, very productive. Very, very productive, I thought. So anyway, but Manafort and Mueller, this whole thing. Now, keep in mind that Manafort has been involved with being a lobbyist since the Reagan days. He was actually part of the Reagan administration, I believe, or worked with Reagan back in the day. And so now we got a picture that came up of Manafort. Listen to this. Of Mueller. Hanging with the Ukrainians, he's prosecuting Manafort over. Yeah, it's up on Agenda 21 Radio. This came by way of Nick Arama, excuse me. And it's a picture of Mr. Mueller standing there shaking the hand of the Ukrainian oligarch, President Viktor Yanukovych, a pro-Russia candidate. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Yankorovich, I think. I get, you know, this guy, when he came up back in 2013 or something like that, 2013 or 14, when we were talking about him before, I could never pronounce his name, and I'm still not doing very well at it. Anyway, so here is, it's right here. We got it. He's shaking his hand and everything. Mueller. Oh, and of course, what prompted Mueller to meet with him? Dun, 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 dun. I'm just saying, what prompted it? And that's kind of an interesting thing. And why does everybody meet with the Ukrainians at that time period? In 2013. It says, this is Mark Simone, New York. It says this is something that he came up with, and this is 2 days ago on a tweet. This is Yankorovich and Mueller meeting in Kiev when Mueller was the head of the FBI. Really? Now, it says Mueller is prosecuting Manafort. This is what Mark Simone writes in his tweet. Mueller is prosecuting Manafort for his work in the Ukraine with Viktor Yanukovych. And see, I got it right that time. See, I knew if I worked at it. And here is Mueller hanging out in the Ukraine with Yanukovych while Manafort was working with him. Okay. Manafort was working with Yanukovych, who's running for president of the Ukraine in 2013. And here is Mueller shaking his hand. It's just as plain as day. And this is a picture in 2013. Now, why would Mueller be in Kiev? Shaking Yanukovych's hand in 2013. Isn't that interesting? See, the Ukraine is very, very important. It's a bountiful place. Kind of like Northern California, actually. And the Central Valley, all of California, but mostly talking about the Central Valley on up, where you've got rich agriculture all the way up to the water and the gold and all, I mean, everything up here, right? Okay, so Ukraine's similar. It's a bountiful place it's a breadbasket, so to speak, and it's also a manufacturing hub and center. That's where they really manufactured a lot of the components for all these rocket ships, spacecraft for the Soviet Union, including intercontinental ballistic missiles that, oddly enough, were turning up in the hands of Mr. Kim Il-sung. Oh, get it? Oh, Mr. Oh. In 2013, they're shaking their hands, each other. Mueller and Yankorovich. And it was Mueller that was there in Kiev as FBI director. Official business, apparently. Official business. What was he mining? Is it information about terrorists, perhaps? Well, we're going to get into that in a second, but I want to sort of lay some groundwork behind this because this is a very, very fascinating story. Much that we know about what happened in this whole time frame. Because in 2013, what was going on at the same time this meeting was taking place, was that the overthrow of the Russian-leaning Ukrainian government was well in play. And who was leading the overthrow of this government? None other than John Brennan, the newly appointed CIA director under Obama. See, there was a Ukrainian revolution that tossed these Ruskies out, the Rusky-leaning Ukrainians out, including Yankorovich. And here's Mueller meeting with them at the same time Brennan is being an operator as a CIA agent trying to overthrow the Ukraine. And where's Manafort in all this? Well, Manafort is dealing with Yankorovich, the pro-Russian-leaning candidate for president of the Ukraine. Aha! Now, have I laid it out for you? Now, why would Mueller be there? Well, a certain thing happened, and we'll talk about that, that prompted Mueller to be there. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and donate. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, and donate. It's that time to donate. We really do appreciate your donations. It keeps us going here on Agenda 21 Radio and also enhances our probability of becoming a new state, New California. And things are really rocking in New California, by the way. A lot of good things that are happening coming on board. Okay, so we got this whole thing going on in the Ukraine and with Mr. Mueller and Mr. Manafort. I mean, these people, Mueller and Manafort and the Ukrainian government and the Ruskies, it all connects the dots, guys. It all connects the dots. And everybody's a player here, and a lot of people don't realize this. You know, the interconnectedness, if you will, that has gone on with these folks. Just one of these things. So we have Mueller caught in a picture with the then, at the time, in 2013, the former Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. Right, former Ukrainian president. I think at the time he was running for president, he was actually the president. And this is the guy they overthrew. So you have Mueller coming in 2013, meeting with Yanukovych, the president. And at the same time, Manafort has been meeting and negotiating with Yanukovych, the Russian-leaning one, so that there would be some connectivity, something to do with the European Union. Now, remember the sentiment. This is a thought. Remember the sentiment of somebody, I can't remember who it was, in the State Department said, F the European Union at this time. Remember that. So here you have Mueller's prosecuting Manafort for his work in the Ukraine with Viktor Yanukovych. And here is Mueller hanging out in Ukraine with Yanukovych while Manafort was working with him in 2013. It's a very big and deep swamp. This is the writing of Mark Simone, who posted this. This is a tweet. This is a tweet that came out 2 days ago. The meeting took place in Kiev 2 months after, and ready for this, the Boston Marathon bombing, according to the Daily Beast, and centered around counterterrorism operations. So Mueller goes to the Ukraine. Ukrainian-American cooperation, this is a quote, Ukrainian-American cooperation efficiently develops in many spheres of mutual interest, Yanukovych said during Mueller's trip, according to a Facebook post from the time by the Ukrainian embassy. Your visit is very interesting for Ukraine, this is a quote, and relations between our law enforcement bodies have established good traditions of cooperation and communication in the course of the 20 years. I am confident that there is a potential for further broadening of cooperation. Little did he know that at the same time Mueller is meeting with Yanukovych, that John Brennan is plotting the overthrow of Yanukovych. That's me. We covered this story very thoroughly back then. See, the memory chip is just here. At the meeting, the Ukrainian leader said that he was very close to signing an agreement with the European Union. At the meeting, the Ukrainian leader said that he was very close to signing an agreement with the European Union. And this is a quote. There are some preparations left, but I hope that we will fulfill everything and sign the agreement, Yanukovych said during the meeting. According to the Daily Beast, the agreement, which the Daily Beast describes as a key focus of Paul Manafort's lobbying work for Yanukovych, was never signed. See, F the European Union by the State Department at that time. Get it? You see, they of course they said that at the time because they knew they were going to overthrow this sucker because he was leaning towards Putin. He's a Putin guy. Get it? They're going to put in their person. Yanukovych is out. So Manafort was working on one of the points that Mueller and Yanukovych discussed that would seem to draw the Ukraine closer to the European Union and presumably more away from Russia. The look is, to say the least, ironic. This is the writing of this article from The Beast today. This is the same guy that Tony Podesta is also to be connected to through his lobbying efforts. Podesta's firm was also named in the Manafort indictment in New York federal and New York federal prosecutors are looking into his case, according to reports. Tony Podesta, the brother of, yes, says, and this on top of the Mueller team being scolded by the judge about trying to make links to oligarchs that have nothing to do with the charges. I hope you understand that. The judge has been berating. It says on Monday, the judge in Manafort's case told lead prosecutors, Greg D. Andres, that he didn't want to hear any more speculation about why oligarchs might have wanted to pay the lobbyist for his advice. Instead, advising him, as the New York Times says, the judge frequently has to, quote, go to the heart of the matter. Judge, we have been at the heart of the matter, Andreas said, exasperated. That's the heart of the matter for the Mueller team, apparently. And it's why so many Americans are so skeptical of what's going on. So there's more to this. And again, there's more to Mueller. The plot was already in play to overthrow Yanukovych at this time in 2013. And what did the Boston bombing have to do with things? Why going over to Kiev and meeting with Yanukovych? And then that was already in play. The plot is thickening. Now, you got to understand, Ukraine is a breadbasket. It's got billions of dollars worth of assets and so on. And, of course, seizing that for an Obama-leaning entity would be wonderful, right, for Obama and everybody else. It would be a bounty if you overthrew the Russian-leaning government and boom. And, of course, that's exactly what they did. And, of course, who came in, by the way? Who came in and benefited after the overthrow of Yanukovych? Who came in? Well, you had John Kerry's stepson, and you had Joe Biden's son, Bo. They became lobbyists for the energy firms there in Ukraine after Yanukovych was gone, each getting $1 billion. And where's Manafort there? He was out. Why is Mueller there? What did Mueller get out of this? Everybody's free deal, but he was a distraction for Yanukovych, patting him on the back. At the same time, they're stabbing him in the back with Brennan, setting up the overthrow of Yanukovych, which they did. The plot is thickening. We're not done with Mueller yet. Mueller has some splaining to do, so to speak. Because why is he there, and what's the benefit to him? There's a bigger thing going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's still going on, because they still have this trial out there. Listen, we can dig deep on these things now. And much to the chagrin of the globalists, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present and the Agenda 21 show.
So we're all biting on this one, I'm sure, or you should be, because it's really the whole Ukrainian thing is blowing up, and it's going to continue to blow up. This has been sort of a blow up since 2003. 5 years ago, we were covering this. This is from Wikipedia. And then I've got some other things I'm going to throw at you from Agenda 21 Radio. Just to let you know, our coverage of this was crashed. The word used to me was by the provider here. We obliterated your website because of the articles that we were producing at the time about what was going on in Ukraine. So we know we've touched a nerve there. We still have the articles, and they will be reappearing, of course. But anyway, Ukraine says Ukraine is often called the Ukraine, is a sovereign state in Eastern Europe, excluding the Crimea. Ukraine has a population of about 42 million people, making it the 32nd most populous country in the world. Its capital and largest city is Kiev. See, that's why... that's why with the Mueller situation, I got to get a cup of coffee. I'm sorry, but I didn't get one during the break. That was a mistake. That will not be repeated at the next break, trust me. Ukraine is currently in a territorial dispute with Russia over the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014, including Crimea. Ukraine has an area of 233,000 square miles. Okay, making it the largest country entirely within Europe and the 46th largest country in the world. The territory of modern Ukraine has been inhabited since 32,000 BC. That's before Christ. During the Middle Ages, the area was a key center of East Slavic culture, with the powerful state of Kievan Rus forming the basis of Ukrainian identity. Following the fragmentation of the 13th century, the territory was contested, ruled, and divided by a variety of powers, including Lithuania, Poland, Austro-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire, and Russia. Russia. The Kazakh Republic emerged and prospered during the 17th and 18th centuries, but its territory was eventually split between Poland and the Russian Empire, and finally merged fully into the Russian-dominated Soviet Union in the late 1940s as the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic. Soviet Socialist Republic. Mm-hmm. That word Soviet, by the way, means regionalism. So all of you guys with ABAG, SCAG, and all these other Soviet-style governance systems in California and throughout the nation, that's what it means, right? You guys all know that, don't you? You Soviets, you. So Soviet means regionalism. So this is what's practiced in the Soviet Union. Non-elected officials, bureaucrats running your business. That's what regionalism is. In 1991, Ukraine gained its independence from the Soviet Union in the aftermath of its dissolution at the end of the Cold War. And before its independence, Ukraine was typically referred to in English as the Ukraine. But sources since then have moved to drop the from Ukraine in all uses. Okay, there you go. So just the Ukraine. Ukraine. Don't say the, just say Ukraine. For all of you, what are they called? Poly something. I'll think of it. Polyglots. There you go. For all you polyglots, following its independence, Ukraine declared itself a neutral state. Nonetheless, it formed a limited military partnership with Russia. Of course it did. And again, it was natural because remember, it's Ukraine, a manufacturing area that was making a lot of things for the Soviet Union at the time. Get it? Such as missiles. Uh-huh. This enters the plot that we were talking about. A partnership with the Russian Federation and other CIS countries, and a partnership with NATO in 1994 was established in 2013 after the government of President Viktor Yanukovych had decided to suspend the Ukrainian-European Union Association Agreement and seek closer ties with Russia. A several months long wave of demonstration and protest known as the Euromaidan began and later escalated in 2014 into the Ukrainian Revolution that led to the overthrow of Yanukovych and the establishment of a new government. Oh, yes, and John Brennan was there all along. The revolution took place in February 2014 when a series of violent events involving protesters, riot police, and unknown shooters in the capital of Kiev culminated in the ousting of President Yanukovych. That was the Ukrainian Revolution. And the hands of John Brennan were all over it. And Obama. And then, of course, they never got together with the European Union. That was the European Union, right? These events formed the background of the annexation of Crimea by Russia. So the response, see, this, understand what Russia does now. Russia sees that we've got these, and by the way, the government that came in to replace Yanukovych, this new government, okay, was anything but friendly to the Soviet Union, or former Russia, right? Anything but friendly. No, they were Nazis, and they were Nazis. Yeah, it was John Brennan working with his Muslim Brotherhood friends, right? Islamic terrorists, and Nazis, real Nazis, because remember, the Ukraine had a lot of Germanic people that were real Nazis and were partial to Hitler back in the day of World War II. Are you getting my drift here? So it's a very sensitive thing in Russia about the fact that the Nazis are now in the Ukraine, running the Ukraine. And brought to you by who? John Brennan. I'm setting the stage for something else. Maybe you're going to get the drift here. So Russia comes in and says, wait a minute, we cannot, Ukraine, of course, or Crimea is a special place because it allows the Russian fleet to be accessed to the Black Sea. Get it? It says that the Ukrainian revolution that led to the overthrow of Yanukovych and the establishment of a new government, these events form the background for the annexation of Crimea by Russia in March 2014 and the war in Donbass in April of 2014. On January 1st, 2016, Ukraine applied the economic part of the deep and comprehensive free trade area with the European Union. Ukraine is a developing country and ranks 84th in Human Development Index. Ukraine has the largest personal income and lowest GDP per capita in Europe. It also suffers from very high poverty rate and severe corruption. Really? However, because of its extensive fertile farmlands, Ukraine is one of the world's largest grain producers. Northern California, California, anybody? Sits right up there with California as a breadbasket. Ukraine also maintains the second largest military in Europe after that of Russia. The country is home to a multi-ethnic population, 77% of whom are Ukrainians, followed by a large, very large Russian minority, as well as Georgians, Romanians, Belarusians, Crimean Tatars, Bulgars, and Hungarians. Ukraine is a unitary republic under a semi-presidential system with separate powers, legislative, executive, and judicial branches. And the country is a member of the United Nations since its founding in the Council of Europe, blah, blah, blah. That's the Ukraine. Now, isn't that an interesting little history for you? But what has it got to do? What has it got to do today with people like Joe Biden and his son, and John Kerry and his son, and why is Mueller doing what Mueller is doing, and why did they have the Boston bombing at the time they had it? Something to think about. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today.
1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. Yeah, this is a, you know, this is like big stuff we're talking about here. Big heady stuff, and I'm taking the whole hour to do this. And yeah, I sure am. Okay, I'm going to throw some other little tidbits at you. All you QAnon people can pay attention here. If you go to Agenda 21 Radio, let's see if I can go there. Oh, I did. Oh, here we go. And if you just type in the little search feature, the little hourglass over there on the right-hand side, it just press on it, and it comes up search. And you type in Ukraine. Okay? Just type it in. And we have about 10 articles there about Ukraine. The first one that pops up is this. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, received legal threat from Podesta lawyer for Ukraine Manafort report. Aha! This is not Paul Preston here. Oh, no. I'm not making... This is Fox News, and this is Tucker Carlson. This is an article that we put up, and Tucker Carlson, Fox News, received legal threat from Podesta lawyer for Ukraine Manafort. This was in October 31st, 2017. Monday, on his Fox News channel show, host Tucker Carlson, who, by the way, I'm going to play it here in a second. Stop. I'm going to stop it here, but I'm going to play it for you. This is something that came up. Carlson noted, says here Monday, he revealed his network has been threatened with legal action for its report a week ago that claimed former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and Washington, D.C. based lobbying firm the Podesta Group were the focus of special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into potential Russian interference in the 2016 election. Carlson noted Tony Podesta, brother Hillary Clinton campaign manager John Podesta, resigned from the Podesta Group earlier in the day and blamed Fox News' reporting as a reason for his resignation. In addition to blaming Fox News, Carlson also revealed that the network had been threatened with legal action by a lawyer on behalf of the Podesta Group. Don't you love it when a plan, a plot comes together?
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. We have exclusive new reporting on a story that has turned Washington upside down and caused more intrigue than anything in the city I've seen in 25 years. As, of course, you've heard, independent counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has zeroed in on its first targets. Today, former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and his business associate Rick Gates were both indicted on charges of money laundering, tax fraud, and failure to report lobbying arrangements. Now, the indictment, among other things, offers tantalizing details about how foreign lobbying actually works at the highest levels in Washington, how Manafort allegedly used laundered offshore cash to buy Range Rovers, expand his wardrobe, somehow spend $655,000 on landscaping for his house in the Hamptons. Manafort's indictment comes as, honestly, no surprise to anyone who's been in Washington for a while and has watched him operate, though, of course, the legal system will make the final call on that. It's pretty clear, though, that Paul Manafort is just the first in a series of people in D.C. who are suddenly in deep, deep trouble. Who's next? Well, reading between the lines of the indictment and talking to a number of our own sources, we think we've got a pretty good idea of that. Keep in mind that today's indictment never mentions Donald Trump's presidential campaign or the 2016 election. It only mentions Russia in passing, even though Russian meddling was the pretext for this investigation in the first place. Instead, the indictment catalogs Manafort's efforts to lobby on behalf of pro-Russia groups in Ukraine. The indictment goes into great detail on the relationship between Manafort and two mysterious groups described in the document as Company A and Company B. Those companies we can report tonight are Mercury LLC, that's led by former Republican Congressman Vin Weber, and the Podesta Group, founded by Tony Podesta and his brother John, whom you'll remember as Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman. None of this will come as a shock to viewers of this show. Last Tuesday, we told you that the Mueller investigation is no longer primarily a search for Russian collusion in the 2016 race. It is now a much far-reaching inquiry into corrupt lobbying practices across D.C., one that is very likely to ensnare figures close to Hillary Clinton. In press accounts, Mueller's investigation is still framed as a hunt for collusion between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the government of Russia. Our source says investigators are, in fact, very interested in Manafort's behavior while he ran the Trump campaign, but otherwise that description is mostly bogus. The investigation has broadened now to determine which people and which organizations in Washington have spent years working secretly as de facto operatives on behalf of Russian government and business interests. The Podesta Group is chief among these. Quote, they are more focused on facilitators of Russian influence in this country, says our source, than they are on election collusion. The Podesta Group, he says, quote, is in their crosshairs. Well, that segment, which ran last week, provoked a snarling legal threat from Tony Podesta today, designed to shut us up. That's not going to happen, obviously, but we'll tell you a lot more about it in just a minute. Last week, we explained how Paul Manafort, used a sham group called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine to lobby on behalf of pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. Those forces sought a number of changes to American policy, changes to the Republican platform, for example. Some of the changes are obviously contrary to America's interests and values. Among them, they wanted the U.S. government to support the imprisonment of one of the Ukraine president's political opponents. Shady does not begin to describe this operation. Even some of Tony Podesta's own employees thought the whole thing was disgusting. Well, today's indictment confirms our reporting on this. It describes the Center for Modern Ukraine as a fake organization, merely, quote, a mouthpiece for the Ukrainian president, Yanukovych. The indictment also confirms that the lobbying groups Manafort hired in Washington, including Tony Podesta, knew perfectly well that the Center for the Modern Ukraine was fake when they signed on to represent it. According to the feds, Podesta's company was told explicitly they would be lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian president. In November 2012, the indictment says, Manafort's business partner explicitly requested reports on lobbying activity by both those companies so that he could brief the president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, on what they were doing. It couldn't get dirtier. But despite apparently knowing they were acting as foreign agents, agents of a foreign government, the Podesta Group never registered as foreign agents. Failure to do that is against the law. In April 2012, the Podesta Group filed documents with Congress relating to its work with the Center for a Modern Ukraine. At the time, they falsely claimed that group was just a foreign NGO. The Podesta Group's filing contained a declaration by the Center for a Modern Ukraine that, quote, none of the activities of the center are directly or indirectly supervised, directed, controlled, financed, or subsidized in whole or in part by a government of a foreign country or a foreign political party, That declaration, false, was endorsed as true by Kimberly Fritz, now the CEO of the Podesta Group and a former Jeb Bush staffer, all apparently a lie. Moreover, according to today's indictment, the Podesta Group must have known it was a lie when they signed that document. Under the law, the firm should have immediately registered with the government, the U.S. government, under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Instead, the Podesta Group waited until spring 2017, this year, to do that, and then somehow applied the status retroactively. By that point, the Center for Modern Ukraine had effectively been out of business for 3 years. It was a little late. Interestingly, the Podesta Group filed those late papers just weeks after media outlets began reporting that law enforcement was investigating Manafort's offshore bank accounts. Connection? But wait, why would Ukrainian interests hire Tony Podesta in the first place? Yeah. According to a former Podesta employee we spoke to over this weekend, even foreign officials in distant lands understood that Tony Podesta's brother was John Podesta, a key Clinton confidant. It was widely known the two brothers had dinner together every Sunday night. Quote, "That's not something we hid from clients of the firm. They loved hearing that." Even a native Russian speaker could grasp the point of all of this. The Podesta Group was hired by Paul Manafort on behalf of foreign clients because the company was perceived to have a direct line to powerful politicians. John Podesta was Hillary's campaign chairman. Tony Podesta had been friends with Bill Clinton since the midterm elections of 1970.
Get my drift? Now we're into the Clintons.
Influence peddling 101. How central were the Podesta's political connections to their profit model? Consider this. The firm's billing dropped dramatically, almost immediately after Hillary Clinton lost the race for president. That tells you a lot. Mueller's investigators apparently figured this out. Today, Tony Podesta resigned as head of his company. His excuse? Us. That's right, he blamed us. In his parting statement, Podesta said this, quote, "It is impossible to run a public affairs firm while you're under attack by Fox News and the right-wing media." Well, Podesta isn't just complaining about us, though. He's threatening us. This afternoon, we got a letter from Jeff Garenther. He's a lawyer with Venable LLP, a big law firm here in D.C. The letter demands that this show, quote, "immediately cease and desist disseminating false and misleading reports about Mr. Podesta and the Podesta Group." It demands we retract and delete all our prior reporting on the Podesta Group and warns that if we don't do this, quote, "Mr. Podesta may pursue legal action, including for damages, in order to fully protect his rights." The letter doesn't stop there, though. It also warns us that we will face legal action under the Copyright Act merely for quoting from this letter publicly, as we just did. The most amusing line, though, is this one. Quote, "Paul Manafort did not work with the Podesta Group in its representation of the European Center for a Modern Ukraine." That's what the lawyer's letters told us. Apparently, that lawyer hasn't read the Manafort indictment yet. In paragraph 22 of that indictment, we read this, quote, "At the direction of Manafort and Gates, companies A and B engaged in extensive lobbying on Ukraine." The indictment also says that the Podesta Group and Mercury were selected personally by Paul Manafort to lobby on behalf of Ukrainian interests. So if John Podesta's legal team has a complaint, it's not with us, it's with the Department of Justice and the Mueller investigation. But maybe we're being too literal about this. Probably so. Podesta's lawyer wasn't trying to inform us of anything, but to threaten us, to shut down our reporting on his client. One lawyer we talked to earlier today said the Podesta people have used this tactic before. It's common. It's an effort to use fear to control press coverage. We're not intimidated. We have ample evidence from Mueller's indictment and from a number of confidential sources to paint a pretty clear picture of exactly what the Podesta Group was doing for years here in Washington. We'll let the facts speak for themselves. And we're confident the Mueller investigation will be revealing a lot more about Tony Podesta's lobbying practices in the near future.
We hope. We hope. Of course, that goes right to Hillary Clinton. So I think this is a feint, quite frankly. But Podesta and Clinton were there in the Ukraine, and they won out. And who won out for them? Well, it was John Brennan, the CIA director, who overthrew Yanukovych. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.